Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
Welcome everyone, great to have you with us. Kogan Money Credit Card, packed full of value. Melbourne Airport Parking now offering value, terminal and premium parking. Rob Harvey's going to join us in a moment. Saints fans, send in your questions for Harves. Your chance to win a St Kilda 150th year heritage Guernsey. Today only offer. So best question for Rob Harvey. Buy a Saints membership to get one free. Call 1300-GO-SAINTS. He's going to join us in just a minute.
There you go, Saints fans. Did you get Jeffrey Rush's phone number at the weekend?
What? Stop. What's your infatuation with Jeffrey Rush?
Not my infatuation with Jeffrey Rush, but I always, as you know, I take down phone numbers. That's the first thing I do when we speak to somebody important.
Do you ever?
I make sure I get their phone number.
And annoy them.
You know
them.
What I'm going to do?
Then you annoy them.
I'm going to sell them at some stage. You know how companies collect information about people and they sell it? Well, my contact list is going to be something I can sell down the track.
You got
it's part of my superannuation plan. Whose number? Have you got Carl's number in there? You're famous?
Yes.
Kylie? What? Have you got Kylie's?
No.
Have you got it in there?
No comment.
What about, okay, The Rock. Now, have you got him under T or R?
No, I haven't got The Rock.
Dickie Wilkins?
Yeah, I think he changed his number since we did that acting together.
Okay, Dickie Wilkins. Is he an A or a B?
A or B what?
Celebrity friend.
Oh.
You got to categorise him.
He was A. He's been off radar, off Broadway a bit.
I've got some beauties in my phone over the last couple of years.
There you go. Big knob yourself.
I got Drew.
Drew who?
Bledsoe.
Yeah, right. Drew Bledsoe, yeah.
Dikembo.
Who?
Dikembo.
Mutombo.
Yeah.
Who else?
I'm just having a quick look here. I'm just going through my contacts.
All right, well, while you do that, let me...
Curtly Ambrose?
I don't know if I've got...
How about Curtly Ambrose?
Rob Harvey.
What do you like about Curtly?
I haven't even got my phone here.
I got Neil Barm.
Got Robert Harvey?
I got Robert Harvey. It's an old one. It's an old 0418 one. I'm not sure if he still answers.
It's
St
Kilda Membership Day, and they are flying. There's two wins from two games. And what an exciting time to be a St Kilda fan, and he joins us on the line. G'day, Harves.
G'day, boys. How are we?
We're going very well. Would you take a call from Wisp? He's just running through his phone book at the moment, working out who his celebrity mates are. He said he's got you down.
I used to, not anymore.
I don't know if I got you under H or B for banger. What would you prefer? Where would you prefer to be in my contact list?
When his kids, well, I don't mind, Timmy, but when his kids used to babysit for me, I used to answer his phone.
Yes, that's a fair point.
He got them at the right cash rate, too, back in the day. How amazing has been the start for the Saints this year? Unexpected to you, or did you see that coming during the pre-season?
Probably not to the point, particularly on the weekend. But we sort of were pretty confident enough that we'd be really competitive, obviously, with some of the intensity and pressure that we got around the ball. We could sort of see that building over the practice games, some of the areas we've been working on. And obviously, that's something that it's the foundation of what we're trying to do, so, and particularly with Ross and his style. So, we're not shocked, but I think, obviously, you know, with the Bulldogs game, we probably it played even better than I thought we would. So, hopefully we can keep that going.
The buy-in in such a short time has been extraordinary. So what is it about Ross and the way that he sells a message? You've been... front and centre as a player and then now as a coach alongside him?
It's a good question, but I think having known him for a long time, and he's been out of the game a few years, and I've spoken to him a little bit during that time as well. I think what's underestimated, or not underestimated, but probably so much is talked about his structural coaching and his game plan and X's and O's stuff, but he's coaching around standards and effort-based stuff is I haven't seen better than that. So that's his one word. That ability to bring it back to a simple focus around playing your role, but also but just that effort-based approach is really foundation and fundamental to how he coaches.
And gets buy-in. Like, it's been so impressive. And I mean, back when we were playing. The senior coach always had a bit of the fear element as well. Like, you looked at him and you thought, I want to play for you, but in the back of your mind, you had a bit of fear. Has he still got that about him?
Yeah, he's always going to have a bit of that, Ross. He's definitely more relaxed than he used to be, but he still has that that mantra, and I think that's a good thing. And the players always on a little bit of edge with Ross, and that's a good thing in our group. But he's definitely, I mean, he's definitely, even as I said, been out of the game a little bit. He's a lot more retrospective than he, you know, he's looked back a bit and he wants to do stuff better. And no doubt that he's trying to enjoy the journey as much as he can as well. So, but he still has that element, Gaz, and that, and I think that's what makes him as well. And the players obviously have bought into that so far, but we're only two games in, so it's a long way to go, and it doesn't guarantee it keeps going.
Yeah, we sort of talked about that this morning, this two-game mark where we, you know, we should be excited and celebrate, but there is some perspective, and I'm sure you guys have got it. Tell us about Mateus Philippou. You loved him from the moment he played in, a practice match against Melbourne at one stage where he's outmarking Max Gorn, and then he just gets better and better. He's a confident young kid who only just turned 18 before Christmas, so there's a massive upside.
There is. And having directly coached him in the forwards, I'm doing the forwards, and he's been with me. He's a fascinating kid in the fact that he has got confidence, but he's got great respect as well. And that's a really good combination because with confidence on its own can be arrogance, but he's such respect for the game and the way he prepares. And you know, I don't think I've seen a young kid come in and he sees it so well. You know, like, you know, sit down with him to do his vision, and he's telling you before you're telling him what he's done, and he remembers that incident in a game and stuff like that. So he's a very switched on individual, but again, he's got that respect that he knows he's got stuff to work on, and that's a really powerful thing when you get those two things.
What about Anthony Caminiti? What did you think when you first laid eyes on him?
Well, it's interesting because he sort of walked through the door, and we had no idea that he'd come through. Because it was a bit of a Hail Mary from one of the recruiters elsewhere that Ross had dealt with. And, we said, it's this kid, he turned up to training and was pretty much straight in the forward group. And almost straight away, he just had a bit of something about him. He was endeared himself to the players straight away. And, yeah, he's as raw as you get, but he's got some qualities that sort of stand up pretty much straight away, but he's got so far to go. But he just does everything at 100%, and he's just a great kid. The players love him already, just with how he goes about it. And I can see, like, he's got so much to work on, but you know, like, I think everyone's seen that he's just his attack on the footy, and we've needed him up there to create that contest, and he's been doing a good job.
He looks an absolute beauty. I love the enthusiasm after that first goal. Hey, if you tell your players one thing long enough, they can begin to believe it. And the first thing we heard from Ross when he got there was that he goes, I don't know much about these players, but geez, they can run. You were the best two-way runner I can remember back in our day. Is it true? What are you seeing in their capacity to cover the ground, or is it just Ross telling them they're good runners, therefore they believe they are?
No, they can run. Yeah, like it's one thing to be able to run, but also you sort of got to set them up to be able to use that strength. So, I've been to a couple of groups, but we run well. I don't know how well we run compared to other teams, but we think we run well. So, there's a bit of that. There's a bit of also, you know, the language and the power in the mind in that as well. But we sort of both talked about it pre-Chrissy when they're doing their running, that they're a good group. They run really well. And the best thing about the group is they empty out, you know, they give you everything they've got every time they go out there. So that's a real positive when you can use that running ability to maximise, you know, when, you know, just to push yourself to that level that, you know, is the maximum. Yeah. So that's what we're trying to sort of encourage as well.
Talking to one of the greatest Saints ever, Robert Harvey, now assistant coach at St Kilda. We'll talk about the 150th celebration on the weekend in a moment, but where would you and Lenny have been in your prime? Up the front, would you have been in the top five runners there at St Kilda against this group you currently got?
Well, I wouldn't have thought. I was probably a bit more, I never won a time trial, but I was probably a bit more of the beep testy sort of runner. But Lenny was pretty good. He's probably a bit better now. He's been running the farm for a few years, but he's actually, he was solid enough, Lenny. But yeah, some of the boys that we've got now, they're pretty elite. You know, Bradley Hill, I don't think I've seen a guy run like him. So, yeah, he certainly would have both of us covered.
Hey, Harves, 150 years, St Kilda. What is it about the St Kilda Football Club for you? What does the club mean to you?
Well, it's a big milestone, obviously, but it sort of probably shows respect, so much respect to people that have been before. And, you know, having been there through some really tough times in the 80s, late 80s, 90s, and known people well in that period, it just shows the ultimate respect for people that have been before, because obviously we've only had one premiership in our history, but it doesn't mean that people have loved that club for a long time. They've put in so much effort on and off the field, staff. It doesn't mean you put in any less effort and you love the club any less. And I think this is just a great celebration to respect all those people that have been there before. And I know a good chunk of those will be there Saturday night. So it's just a great celebration for our club. And, you know, these players, current players now, are trying to build their mould into be their best Saints ever. But it's just a great chance to recognise the past and wonder and dream into the future, because we're still here, we're still strong, and we're still a presence. And I think it's just the balance between those things. And, yeah, it's a great occasion. And, you know, we've got to stay focused on the job we have to do. But outside of that, you know, we're hoping as many people get there as they can. If there's one game they can get to, this is the one to try and get behind the club and show that respect to the past.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said, Rob. And we love you coming on, and we love what you're doing, and with you and Lenny back there and BJ. And it's an exciting time for the footy club, and Ross there. And you've got the boys, the players themselves, have given their supporters every reason to get there on Saturday night. MCG, celebrate the 150 years, and let's hope that the second flag's not too far away. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, boys. Thanks.
Rob Harvey there, sending you questions, which we did, and I've given it away here. This is the 150th year Heritage Guernsey. So the question about Rob Harvey's running ability, where it stacks up, where the club stacks up. You know what I love when he talks about that? He goes, I love the boys because they empty out. You know what that means?
Yes, I do.
That's why I love it.
They give everything they've got to give.
They empty out and they got nothing else to give.
That sounds like a Ross saying, doesn't it? Empty out, boys.
If you can get to a stage where your playing group or whoever it is, your workers in the office, your playing group or your coach, whatever, if they empty out for you, then you're doing your job.
Beautifully said. And in the time that I was there, you know the two blokes that emptied out more than anybody?
Rob Harvey
and
Lenny Hayes.
They gave everything they had to give.